It's Tuesday of the first week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. We continue our pilgrimage of imagination to the Roman station today, Sant' Anastasia al Palatino, close to the Circus Maximus and the Palatine Hill. The church's patron saint was a martyr in Sirmium, now modern-day Serbia. This very ancient place of worship was one of the house churches in an area of Rome near the Tiber, which had lots of shops and fora and market for goods coming into the city. Saint Anastasia is named in the Roman canon. She was the daughter of a Roman official. In the account of her passion, we learn that Saint Chrysogonus taught her the faith. That's a church on the other side of the Tiber, San Crisogono. Tradition has it that Saint Jerome was often at this church to say Mass because he hailed from the same region as Anastasia. Saint Anastasia is also one of the station masses for one of the three masses of Christmas, and Pope Damasus had the fresco made in the apse. In the blog post, I'll include a link to a video visit made by a friend of mine in Rome. I'll continue a reading from A Treatise on Perfection by Cardinal Richelieu. He has a set of counsels in the back. They're very brief, and we are up to counsel number 5. The overcoming of interior pride is more important than external works of virtue. Often, people who view themselves as pious and holy and believe that they have overcome all vices and faults have not actually done so in the presence of God. For spiritual perfection consists not merely in believing oneself to be perfect, which is a form of pride, but rather we are called to put off the sense of self entirely and to clothe ourselves instead with the example of Jesus Christ. If a person who is naturally subject to feelings of pride finds himself just as proud at the age of 50 as he was when he was 20, he has not only not made any progress, but rather grown even further away from true virtue. The overcoming of vices and excessive passions is more pleasing to God than any particular work of virtue. Therefore, the one who wishes to progress in Christian life must diligently apply his efforts to the correction of himself. It is culpable to be aware of a fault within one's character and not to attempt to remedy it. And we should never imagine that a virtue that we may possess can compensate for or balance any particular vice. Each of us is born with a combination of natural good and bad traits in our character. Because we are often praised for our good traits, we can come to delight in these and cultivate them, but neglect the correction of our weaknesses, which remain hidden. However, true virtue consists not simply in acting in accordance with our natural propensities, but in using effort and reason to correct and improve ourselves. Frequently, the exterior actions and demeanor of humility give rise to a secret pride within the heart. Many people who make a show of lowliness come to look down upon others who do not display the outward signs of humility. But true humility is always based upon charity. It causes one to think well of one's neighbor, not to judge or condemn them. The prayer over the people and the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. May our prayers ascend unto you, O Lord, and banish all wickedness from your church. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Ascendant ad te, Domine, preces nostre, et ab ecclesia tua cunctam repelle nequitiam. Per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Indeed. Amen.